I am Linda van Tilburg for BizNews. Well, South African-born Murray Roos has an impressive background in finance at the London Stock Exchange, and he also had senior positions at Citigroup and Deutsche Bank. But in a bold career shift, he has turned his attention to agriculture and established a digital livestock marketplace called Livestock X, aimed at revolutionizing cattle sales. And we have Murray with us in the BizNews studio. Hi, Murray. Welcome to BizNews.
Hi, Linda. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
So why would an LSE executive be interested in cattle sales? Is farming in your genes?
Yes, it is. Farming is in my genes. It's in my family, going back to cattle farming, actually, in Southern Africa over the last few decades. I've lived out in the UK for about 25 years now, and I've had a career in finance for most of that. In the last few years, though, I acquired a farm and started livestock farming myself here in the UK. And it was through that journey of livestock farming in the UK that I encountered some of the frictional problems that cattle farmers experience when they're trying to sell animals in the market. And that, mixed with some of my financial markets background and especially stock exchange background, led me to the idea of trying to create an exchange for the online trading of cattle here in the UK.
So what is the problem with that you're trying to solve?
There are a few problems with the current market. The current market is very antiquated. It has been operating in its current guise for literally hundreds of years. Livestock in the UK are predominantly traded in an open outcry auction. There are auction houses across the country, and farmers take their animals to a live auction house where they're auctioned off. And the problems with that is, firstly, logistics. There's a lot of movement of animals, a high carbon footprint in moving animals from farm to auction house and then back to a buying farm or indeed a supermarket or a wholesale butcher. There's also biosecurity risk in that when animals are mixing from various different regions, they tend to increase the probability of transferring diseases to each other. And then finally, and very importantly for farmers in this country, the frictional costs and the transaction costs involved in selling cattle are extremely high. And farmers can expect to pay upwards of 5%, but not uncommon to pay 10% or more for trading their cows at auction houses or indeed through abattoirs. And so a mixture of transaction costs, biosecurity, and carbon footprint has created this problem, which I think we have a solution for.
So how would it work? What makes it different from other livestock exchange platforms?
Well, in the UK, it is the first livestock exchange platform where there is a genuine evolution of price and transparency of price. There are other online marketplaces that operate a little bit more like classifieds, but this is the first of its kind here in the UK. There are livestock exchange platforms in some other countries around the world where there are more price evolutionary online marketplaces. Parts of South America and parts of Australia do that already. But the primary goal and the primary difference to the current marketplace is that it allows farmers to keep their animals on their holding until they sell them. It allows farmers to get more price transparency so they understand the prices that they're going to be trading at and have the ability to either decide to trade or not to trade. It reduces biosecurity risk and it reduces the carbon footprint and stress on animals of moving them around the country from marketplace to marketplace. And it does all of that at a fraction of the cost to farmers.
And challenges, are farmers receptive?
The farmers we've spoken to have been very receptive. Obviously, starting a new market comes with adoption challenges. It takes a while to convince market participants of a new piece of technology or a new market structure. But one of the things we're finding is that people are becoming increasingly comfortable with transacting online. People have online bank accounts, people have online accounting management and accounting software, and indeed in the farming community, a lot of herd management and farm care is done online now as well. And so even though there are always doubters and naysayers that might say, this will never work, we'll never go electronic, I've been in the stock market for a number of years, and I remember exactly the same conversation happening around 20 years ago in the stock market when shares were traded in a very similar way to how cattle are traded today. And, you know, we all know how that worked out. Electronic solutions were made available and refined. And indeed, the entire equity market, probably now globally, has moved to an online and electronic marketplace. And we think the same thing will happen in this industry as it is in so many other industries.
So are you taking away the social aspect, as farmers saying, but, you know, we want that. We want the mooing in the background. We want the friends that we sort of chat with.
There is an element of that. We are very respectful of the fact that certainly in the UK, the auction house is often seen by farmers as a meeting point, as a congregation hub, whereby they share stories, they socialize, they spend time together. And we're not trying to take that away per se. We think that an electronic and online platform is far more efficient for farmers to be able to actually transact their livestock and do their business. And indeed, in the countryside, the ability to socialize and to congregate in pubs, in agricultural machinery shows, in livestock auctions, which will not go away completely, will still be there. So I think the concern about auctions being eliminated altogether and farmers not having an opportunity to spend time with each other or to come together is probably not something that we see happening in the short term.
Murray, how do you see this growing? So sort of over the next 2 to 5 years?
Well, we're proud to say that we have just conducted our first transaction this week. So we are moving through the gears of productionizing our platform. Through 2025, we will be working extensively on market adoption and building the network of farmers and buyers here in the UK. But we are also looking a little further afield as well. One of the beauties of the platform is it has transferability to other geographies and indeed other market types. Wherever there is a marketplace that has many sellers and few buyers, which is a market structure that we see here in the UK, livestock market, our software and our exchange platform is applicable. And so we see many, many other examples of that. Certainly here in the UK, we're focusing on cattle to start. One of the reasons for that is because of the strong provenance of cattle in the UK through the British Cattle Movement Service. But indeed, sheep markets, pig markets here in the UK are also possibly convertible onto an exchange platform as well.
What about wildlife? Because I'm thinking of our president who likes to trade in wildlife cattle, Cyril Ramaphosa.
Well, we haven't explored that commercially. Obviously, you know, one of the things we are trying to do is we are trying to enhance existing marketplaces where there's scale. You know, the cattle industry here in the UK is over £5 billion a year. And one of the important requirements for, I think, an online liquid marketplace is one in which there are many participants, both on the buy side and the sell side. And I think that is a prerequisite, which the platform has the ability to connect to in markets such as livestock.
Well, you know, when we talk about this, I kind of think, seriously, is this the first one? Why hasn't there been one before?
I think it's surprising, Linda, in a number of industries, you know, certainly with my background in financial markets, the people I speak to and the people I've introduced this concept to have all assumed that all exchanges and all marketplaces are electronic because we're so used to it in markets like the stock market, etc. The cattle market of 2024 in the UK reminds me very much of the stock market of 1990. A lot of the same persona types, principals, agents, brokers, high transaction fees, potentially suboptimal practices in the marketplaces, in auctions, opacity of data, and the move to electronic solved a lot of those problems, in fact, solved most of those problems. But we do take it for granted that those types of markets exist. And in many marketplaces and many market types, it just simply hasn't evolved to that extent yet. Obviously, within livestock markets in the US, for example, there's a very robust futures market. You know, there's a very liquid and very deep futures market for different livestock categories, but that hasn't made its way to the UK. And so hopefully this type of this type of marketplace can draw on the experiences of the journey of the stock market for the last 30 years and apply those learnings, the better ones, to the evolution market structure for livestock.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We're very excited. We have a lot of work cut out for ourselves. Please watch the space. And we are very open to taking suggestions and very open to working with people to try and solve this problem for farmers here in the UK and anywhere around the world, really.
And farmers who want to access that, how do they find you?
Our website is livestockx.com. And we have forms on there. You can contact us that way. We've had a lot of outreach since we've become public, and we have started engaging with farmers in South Africa, in Kenya, in Australia, and a number of countries around the world over the last few weeks. And so we very much are open to taking suggestions and understanding how we can help solve problems for farmers around the world.
Well, Murray Rose from Livestock X, thank you so much. Thanks for speaking to us.